The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk, featuring Katherine Riker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteca Naturel, Backwell Syllable Backholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Augham. And Ultimate Air Show. Now, here's Katherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk, and today's guest, I'm so excited about this, is someone that I've known a very long time, since she was around 13, and her name is Megan Rettenauer. She is absolutely the best race car driver I've met, who actually started racing when she was age 5. And I met her at the Kentucky Speedway at age 13. And now she's going to be racing again. She's down in Baton Rouge near my daughter. And I'm so excited to have her on our show today. Good afternoon. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has.
Tell me what's happened in your... Let's start from the very beginning. For the people that don't know you, I don't know anybody that doesn't know you, but there are people out there that don't know too many race car girls that started at the age of 5.
Absolutely.
Right? Let's talk a little bit about it, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I started at the age of 5 in quarter midgets. I'm actually a third-generation race car driver. So my dad raced and my grandpa raced, and my parents only had one kid, so my dad obviously had to make me a race car driver. So I worked my way up through many different series. I had over 7 championships. I'm the only actually female to win a heavy-bodied stock car race in the state of North Carolina. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I've been very, very grateful to work with amazing people over my career to be able to be so successful. So I'm very lucky.
Right. You know, it's really funny. When I first met you, you're this little shy girl. Were you 13 then or 12? I can't even remember.
It's been a while. I was young for sure.
You were very young, and you had never been on the radio very often. And I'll never forget what I said. Give me, when we first met and we decided that I was going to help you and Alan Schwarzwald was going to try to see what we could do, I said, you got to come and live with me for a couple of days. How did you deal with that today?
It was actually a fun experience. It opened my eyes to a lot of new things. Talking in front of cameras and on radio and all that kind of stuff was not my forte. It still wouldn't be my favorite thing to do. I absolutely love being behind, you know, a steering wheel with a helmet on. I'm totally comfortable there. But you got to take the good with the bad when it comes with racing. So being in front of a camera and talking to people is really one of the biggest things in racing.
You know, it's really amazing because of what... Let's talk a little bit about... You know, it's funny because a couple years ago, and you know our friend Alan Schwarzwalder, he went back into racing at age 70.
That's awesome. And, it's amazing.
And he actually is so excited about you and what you're doing. And, you know, it's funny because he got me back on the Kentucky Speedway. And he did the Indy Series, Megan. And he said, Katherine, I'm putting you into one of the Indy cars. I want you to know, Megan, I had so much fun. I couldn't believe I wanted to continue to go around the racetrack. I didn't want to stop. I actually didn't get to drive the car, but we were going 179 miles an hour, which I thought was pretty good for I'm now 70, so it was a couple years ago. But I really want to do another race car thing with, you know, a duel where you sit. I'm not going to want to drive, but You know what I mean?
So yeah, absolutely.
I want to do that. That's my big wish. And I want to do it this year with a camera. So I was hoping maybe we could do something like that together, maybe?
Absolutely. It would be a blast. I can. My favorite thing in the world to do is go fast and turn left. The adrenaline, it's amazing. The adrenaline rush that you get to be, you know, the first car across the finish line is amazing. So we can experience it together. How about that?
That would be really good because you know what? You're living in a part of the world where my daughter lives today. And, you know, it's funny. I told you this morning I had Sheryl Crow on my show. I'm going to get her involved with you, too, because I think that would be kind of cool.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you grew up in near Dayton, Ohio, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And the little town of?
Miamisburg.
And went to high school there. And your mom and dad were, you know, I'll tell you what, they're the ideal, you're the ideal family unit. You know, it's not easy being a race car driver, is it?
No, I mean, I actually had the experience. My parents were living down here in Louisiana. I was living up at home about a year ago, and I had to go to the racetrack without my family. And let me tell you how awful that was. Okay, I had to make my own water bottles. I had to make my own food. I had to work on the race car by myself. So, I mean, it really is a team. It's a team sport. And I would never be where I'm at today without my family. I'm very, very grateful to have the most wonderful family you could ever ask for, very supportive. And that's what's helped me make it through all these years.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I'll never forget the trip we took to Daytona. Do you remember that?
I sure do.
Oh, my gosh. It was really funny because I was thinking about you a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, somebody rear-ended me. I'm all right. But, you know, the last time I got rear-ended before that, I was going to your race.
So, absolutely.
You remember that? I mean, there are so many things that we experienced, you know, art and race cars, you know, just so many different things that we did. And, you know, it's funny. I have to Carrie Wallum and I are working together still. And he and Willie Nelson own a company called Luck Films. And I'm working on some projects with them. And they went, we loved Megan. We absolutely love that girl. And, you know, it's so funny. Remember, I'm not sure if you remember Jerry Blumenthal.
It's been such a long time.
I know. You've got all these fans out there and you didn't even know you had them, right?
Well, I'm very thankful for them. How about that?
That's for sure. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, you went from legends to what? Let's give some people some real idea of what your career was really like, and then we're going to talk about the future. Okay, so.
Absolutely.
Okay, so go ahead. Tell me, I'll never forget seeing you in a legend and flipping five times. That was scary.
Yeah, that was interesting. Legend cars, those things are so so torquey. But I went from legend cars to ARCA trucks, and then I went after that to the Super Cup Stock Car Series, where I was fortunate enough to win 3 out of the 10 races that year, and it was Rookie of the Year. And then I went into the Late Model Series, the Late Model Stock Series, which is a wonderful series to definitely learn car control and throttle control. I really enjoy that series. So, I mean, right now, for the future-wise, I've been doing hit-and-miss races, trying to get a full-time sponsor so that we can make every weekend shows. But honestly, I just want to get as much experience in any kind of series that I can so that when I do make it up to NASCAR, I can be competitively competing for, you know, championships, not just wins.
Right. And, you know, that's what the most important thing is. It's kind of grueling as far as the summer months are concerned. How hot does it get in the car?
Yeah, I mean, that's I've always picked a black car, a black race car. I'm not
You're
exactly
crazy,
sure
aren't
why.
You?
Not the smartest idea. I mean, it can get anywhere, you know, to 100, 110. And I mean, when you look at race car drivers, you might not think of, oh, those race car drivers are physically fit, but you have to be. Endurance is one of the biggest things, and upper body strength. Those are the two things I work on nonstop, just so that you can. I mean, you can't fall out of the seat during the race. You got to be at the. You got to be in the race at the end of the race to win it. So, I mean, that's what you have to work on.
Let me ask you: do you eat before you get in a race car?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What kind of a diet are you on as a race car driver?
I mean, I normally prep for a race the day before. I'll eat anywhere from, like, just like what runners would do. I would eat, like, pastas or anything like that. A lot of carbs. I bulk up on carbs the day before. And then the day of, you have to stay hydrated. So I drink a lot of Pedialyte. And the day of the race, I normally eat something light, like fruit most of the day, just to keep me well hydrated for the race.
Right, because that's really important. The temperatures on the racetrack in the summertime can be, they can fry an egg, am I right?
Absolutely.
How do you deal with that?
I mean, there's multiple different things that you can do as a race car driver to stay cool. They have helmet, air conditioning stuff, units that you can put in. I honestly really don't focus on being really hot. I'm so into the race. I won't really notice how exhausted or how, you know, worn out you are after a race until I pull in the pits and the race is over. Then I'm like, wow, I'm really thirsty. But I don't really focus on that during the race.
How tough is it? How tough has it been for women, and has it changed?
I mean, it's always been really tough for female race car drivers. Danica has opened a lot of doors for females in racing. I still think there's a lot of doors to be opened for females. A lot of companies do not believe in females that we are going to put their car and their company into victory lane.
Why?
So it's hard to. It's more of a off track kind of thing for me, from my experiences, to more difficulties for females on the racetrack. I mean, with all male competitors, I'm just a race car driver. I put my helmet on, I go out there, you can't tell the difference between us. You give respect, you get respect kind of thing. So I don't look at it as I'm a female racing all males. I look at it as I'm a race car driver racing other race car drivers.
You know, there's an old friend of ours that I haven't talked to in a long time, and I don't know if you have, Danny Jackson.
I haven't.
I want to get the two of you together. It's been so long. He was a heart. It's funny. I got to find his telephone number. And, you know, his dad was a race car driver, too. Very, very well known. And you've done a lot of different things. You did a lot of different things with him when you were younger. And my brother Dave says to say hi. And we're going to call Big Red for you.
Okay.
And Big Red is out of Texas, actually. Do you remember when we were on the Dallas Speedway?
Yes.
That was so cool.
That was fun.
It was fun. I'll never forget that. That was, and then I'll never forget, you got a little upset at that on that racetrack, didn't you?
Yeah, my biggest thing is I hate to lose. I was so frustrated that race just because we had the wrong gear in the race car. So I think that was the most frustrating thing. I go out there each and every race to win the race. I don't go out there to feel the field. And I get frustrated if I'm not, you know, up there competing for that win. So, yes, that was a very frustrating and trying race for me, for sure.
Right. Well, the other question I have for you is, do race car drivers intentionally get really close to each other to the point of getting you off the field?
I mean,
it's a competitive sport, let's face it.
It is. And it's a very competitive sport.
And it's, you know, it's funny when you watch races, it's amazing to see people walk out alive. But when you're on the track, you're not concentrating. You're concentrating on getting there, staying in the race, like you said. So it must be frustrating sometimes if a problem happens in your car and you have to be out of the race. You know, that to me is the hardest thing in the whole world, to see that race car driver have to pull off or get hit or whatever out of it.
Yeah, it's frustrating to not be able to finish a race, especially where I'm at in my career. We do the hit and miss races. So, I mean, this is all it could be my last time in a race car. So I definitely wanted to give it 100%. And if we can't finish that race, then it's frustrating.
Right. And on that note, we need to take a short break and we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with Megan Brettenauer, race car driver. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com. Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
Let's Just Talk is proud to have teen expert Kelsey Lee. Kelsey covers the teen scene for Let's Just Talk. Kelsey started acting when she was just 3 years old, and she's a fantastic teen that loves fashion, computers, animals, and acting. And make sure you listen for Kelsey Lee on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk right here on Christian Talk 1160. Magic Mind is the energy drink that will get you thinking. Magic Mind contains Zembrum, and evidence supports the use of Zembrum for multiple benefits, including cognitive function, focus, improved mood, and reduced stress. Magic Mind is a focus-enhancing beverage developed with a unique selection of the South American plant Solidium. This natural plant extract, combined with our proprietary blend of ingredients, is designed to improve cognitive function, stress reduction, and mood enhancement, providing confidence and focus. Get Magic Mind and get energized for life. Get Magic Mind today by visiting www.magicnutrition.com. That's Magic Mind at www.magicnutrition.com.
The Brotherhood of the Written Isle, America Responds. This is the final installment of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Over the series, we have been attacked by terrorists using weapons of mass destruction, began to rebuild America from all the destruction. And in the last book, America Responds, the Pathfinders have been charged to find the Brotherhood. Just as they are ready to close in and capture the Brotherhood, the President tells them to stop and not capture, just follow. The President meets with special advisors to develop a plan of attack, not just on the Brotherhood, but terrorists worldwide. It's a risky plan, but one he hopes will work. We have to stop terrorism, or they will destroy the world as we know it. Will the President's plan work? Will the Pathfinders succeed? Will Ted and Hadar and Megan and Omid turn into real couples and have a life together? Will Frank and Karen return to Sanibel? All this and more in the final book of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Go to www.danperkins@sanibel.com to order.
Dan Perkins' new book, also available at Amazon.com.
Do you fly to New York City, Chicago, or Charlotte? Give Ultimate Air Shuttle a try and get VIP treatment for the cost of commercial from CVG or Lunkin. Book now at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters LLC, a direct air carrier.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with my friend and buddy, and she's now, I think, 24, Megan Rettenauer.
At the end of the month.
End of the month, you're going to be 24. What does it feel like to be 24?
I still feel like I'm 16.
Well, I feel like, you know, Megan, I'm 70. So now, and when you see my picture, I look the same. I don't think I've changed that much.
See, that's a great thing.
That is a great thing. It's all in your heart. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else. And if you are excited about what you do, I'm never giving up what I do. I love what I do. And I think that's the same thing with you. Now, when did pets come into it? When did you get, I knew you always loved animals. And you need to also have a career in something else. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I always wanted to have a backup plan in case racing doesn't work out because, you know, racing is such an expensive sport and you're not guaranteed tomorrow in racing. So I needed to have something I could fall back on in case.
Right. So that was pets, right? And I'll never forget you working with Mary Lee and other people in different humane associations, and I'm still doing it. Hello. Whenever she has an event or something, I'm there. And, you know, the funny thing is I missed it this year because Bill was sick and I forgot. And it was a big deal. And I really, after I found out that I had missed it, I felt like a 2 cents waiting for change or something. Tell me, you're a tech. Am I correct? A vet tech?
I'm going to school right now to finish up my vet tech degree, but I also work as a vet assistant right now.
A vet assistant. Do you want to become a veterinarian?
You know, I thought about it. I don't know. I'm weighing my options still. I love animals. I obviously always had a passion for animals. That's why I own my own little mini zoo.
You do?
But I love to be able to help animals, you know, and give them a voice. So maybe one day down the road be a veterinarian. I haven't really decided on that quite yet.
Okay. And you've still got time because I think that today people don't think about age as a limit. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's funny because look at Frank Kimmel. He hasn't raced very much this year, right? But he's got a new job, right? And is he 50?
I'm sorry?
I said, is he 50 years old by now?
I don't know his exact age. I wouldn't want to make him too old, right?
No, you don't want to do that. But I think he's around, you know, 48, 49, something like that. But there's been guys like Tim and a lot of other people that we knew that just raced and raced and raced. And look at Alan. Alan actually is racing in Wilmington and has come up with a lot of titles lately.
That's
awesome. And you know, so I don't think you ever are too old to race. True?
No, absolutely. Age is just a number. As long as you can, look at Mark Martin. He can go out there and still be competitively racing. And, I mean, Tony Stewart's getting up there in age as well. I mean, so there's this multiple. You don't have to stop when you get to a certain age. You can stop, you know. I would go until my heart couldn't, you know, beat anymore, honestly.
Right. Let me ask you a question. What's the series down in the Baton Rouge area? Is there a racetrack in New Orleans?
There's more dirt tracks down here, I've noticed. There's not really a lot of asphalt tracks. The closest NASCAR track that's to us is either Texas Motor Speedway or you can go to Talladega, which is in Alabama.
How far is Alabama from you?
I think it's roughly 3 hours away, but you don't hold me to that because I've only been down here a couple months.
Do you like the area?
It's nice. I don't have any more snow, which is lovely.
Well, you know, I was just there, and it was starting to get humid.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me, Megan, of Singapore, where it's just like New Orleans. And they don't say it that way either. They call it Nolans. That's how they pronounce it. And it's funny. And my granddaughter, she's so cute. I can't wait for you to meet her. She is probably the little you.
Aww.
No, I mean, this kid's so smart. I can't believe it. She's already been in school 3 years.
Aww.
And she's going to kindergarten next year. And she actually was, she was at, when they first got down there, and they haven't been there a year yet. They went to Lowe's, right? Mm-hmm. And she had this really cute little raincoat and boots and stuff. And it turned out one of the DIY guys was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he filmed her.
Aww.
And, I mean, she just sounds like this little adult. And she's a real chatty Cathy, which I'm so excited about. I really like that part of her. And, you know, she's not afraid to do anything. I don't think she'd be afraid to get in a race car.
Well, we can teach her.
We can teach her. That would be really cool. I think that would be, she would really like that, I think. So anyhow, you know, your parents, your mom's not working anymore, which is great. She's a stay-at-home mom, right?
Yeah, she does a lot of volunteer work at the Humane Society as well here. So it's really, really awesome. She gets to spend her time with animals as well and giving back.
That's right. And your dad, I'm so proud of him, what he's doing. He is like the manager of two departments, am I right?
It's three of them, yeah. He's working at a Ford dealership, and he's amazing. They love him. He loves his job, and we're really happy for him.
Well, I told him the next Ford I'd buy from them.
Absolutely. I'm sure he'll be happy about that.
Well, you know what's really weird is that, you know, I've had this Ford Escape. It's a 2008 model. And Megan, I have to tell you, it's the safest car I've ever been in. I got hit again, I told you. And I got to tell you that I like the 2008 Ford Escape. I'm not crazy about the new ones. And they're just so comfortable to travel. Do you know that I have 170,000 miles on that 2008 Ford Escape?
Absolutely. Those Fords are reliable. You need to get the new Ford Mustang, though.
Oh, I love those. Those are gorgeous.
They are.
So what car are you driving in any series that you'd like to drive?
Honestly, like I said, I would love to be in any series. The Cayman E series is a wonderful series, very competitive. They're a traveling series. I think that would be a great place for me to be. Also, there's a new late model series that the UARA actually used to be, and they sold it. And so I think it's called the Car Series, which is a wonderful series as well. I think you can learn a lot from either one of those series. I would love to be racing in.
Tell me what the series differentiates from ARCA and NASCAR.
The tracks that they run, they're a little bit, they're as heavy as the NASCARs, but they don't have as much horsepower. There's a couple different things that play in from two different series of what the car specs are.
Okay. That's really important to know, because a lot of people, I'll never forget the first time I went to the racetrack, and it was Kentucky Speedway of all places. I mean, you know, until I went to Salem and until I went to a dirt track or saw what it was really like to race. And I would say that the Kentucky Speedways and those tracks are really the country clubs of racetracks. Am I right?
Absolutely.
What's, you know, the difference between, like, for instance, Salem, and that was a track. Am I correct when, unfortunately, you had did you hit the wall, or what happened there?
I haven't actually ever raced at Salem. I've been there and watched many races, but I've never raced there.
Okay, so what racetrack were we at when we had to go to the hospital with you?
Kentucky Speedway?
So maybe I'm thinking of Danny Jackson or somebody else. I don't know. Somebody was racing, and we ended up going, it must have been Danny Jackson. Anyhow, to make a long story short, how do you react after, like, something like, you were in a legend, though, when you flipped, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Were you conscious that whole time?
I was conscious. I remember every bit of it, unfortunately.
Right. So, and it's just really strange. I have to share something with you that happened to me this year. Somebody had spilled some sort of chemical or something on the road, and it must have been some kind of antifreeze or something else. And I went into, I couldn't stop the car. And it was, I luckily pulled into where my mom lives now, at Bailey Place. And eventually the car stopped. But let me tell you, Megan, I was like so frightened, I didn't know what to do. And so being a race car driver, does your adrenaline when you know or you see something in front of you, like for instance, somebody's either crashing in front of you or hitting a wall and you want to avoid them, what happens? What takes over? The adrenaline?
It's more of your reflexes, honestly. It's how fast you can turn. Unfortunately, we had an incident where we blew a right front tire. mm-hmm. up in Michigan, and it was actually going into the turn, going about 100, and ended up hitting the wall head on. I tried to turn. I remember, like, the last bit, right before we hit the wall, I was trying to turn the wheel, and I'm like, why won't this car turn? It was because the tire was flat. But, I mean, your reflexes play into so much of trying to miss wrecks. That's why it's so important to have really good reflexes.
Right. And that's years of learning how to do that, correct?
Oh, absolutely. If I didn't start out young, I would never be where I'm at today.
Let me ask this question. What's it like on the real roadway when you're driving? Have your racing skills changed the way you drive on the road today?
I'm more of a cautious driver on the real road, especially down here in Baton Rouge. I don't know why people cannot drive down here, but they really can't.
Tell me about it.
You're more waiting for somebody to run into you, so I'm always very cautious and making sure that nobody's going to hit me.
Well, the funny part about it is when I go down there, my daughter said, why don't you drive while you're here? And I went, thank you, but no thank you.
Exactly.
I mean, I just have to basically close my eyes because, and then the other thing is I found out that they don't stop at crosswalks. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you're taking
it's
your
a new world.
Yeah, I know. You're taking your hands in, you really seriously. It's funny because you have to constantly watch no matter if you're driving or not, or you'll get hit, really. So
absolutely.
What is so exciting about Baton Rouge that you found?
I love to go to New Orleans and just kind of look at all the history that's down there. It's one of my favorite things to do down here, honestly.
It's different, isn't it?
It is. It's way different.
And do you like the food?
Oh, I love the food. I'm not a big Cajun person, but other than that, I love the food.
That's right. We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Megan Rettenauer, race car driver. And we'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cuff on the baggie, spread the cuff over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com. Hi, this is Catherine Raker. I just received in the mail the Ardente Gourmet Stir. And it is one of the best products of the year. It helps you not to burn your wonderful marinara sauce. And it is wonderful. It fits pots from 9 to 14 inches. It is self-adjusting, easy to use, and it's battery operated. The blades are dishwasher safe, and it's simple and easy to clean. And guess what? It extends the life of your cookware and gives busy cooks their lives back, just like me. So for the best product of the year, and I'm giving it 5 stars, go out and buy the Ardente Gourmet Stir, and it's $59.95. Go up to ardentegourmetstir.com, ardentegourmetstir.com.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back with Megan Rettenauer, and you know, Megan, you've been to so many different awards, especially in Indianapolis. You want to share that with me? Because I think that mentoring really helped you, didn't it?
Absolutely. I got to go to a lot of Women in the Winner's Circle, which it's all of us race car drivers that get to go together and kind of just talk about, you know, the challenges and kind of be there for one another, which is really awesome. It's put on by Lynn St. James, which is an old Indy car driver. She's an amazing inspiration as well. So, I mean, it's nice to have other people in the same position that you are.
Would you ever want to be an Indy car racer?
I mean, I wouldn't put it out of, I would say completely no, but I definitely am more towards the heavy-bodied stock cars.
Is there a reason?
You just kind of got to manhandle those cars, and I just love it because you can, you know, bump each other, you can get so close to each other, you know, and it's more hands-on for me.
Okay, because the other ones are like what?
You got to stay far away from each other. You can't bump or anything like that, or the whole car is destroyed. So right. I'm more of a bump and run kind of thing. I kind of like that better.
Okay, because at least if you do, and they're very light, aren't they? But, you know, one of the things that I noticed when you were racing, that they changed the way your head and your helmet and you're secured in the racetrack or race car. Can you tell me what that system is? It's a roll bar or something. Am I right?
I have a Hans device on that connects to my helmet that goes under my belts around my shoulders. So basically, if you hit the wall, your head doesn't keep traveling. Your belts hold your head. It's kind of like holding your head down to your chest.
Right, so that it really protects you. Am I correct?
Correct. It was actually made after Dale Earnhardt passed away at the Daytona.
Right. I'll never forget that. You know, one of the things that amazes me is being a media person and being able to cover racing. And I'll never forget how green behind the ears I was when I went to the first race. To meet the characters, but the race car drivers that were so famous. I mean, Alan really did a job on me as far as teaching me and mentoring me in the racing business. I mean, I'll never give it up. It's like radio. I'll never give it up.
Absolutely. And it's addicting.
It's and especially when he put me in that car, Megan.
It's very addicting.
It's very addicting. Well, I have to tell you, I was out at Lunken Airport. You know where that is, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I was out at Lunken Airport just recently, last Saturday, and I was doing some filming. And guess what? I won an airplane lesson again. So I'm going to be up in the sky.
Exciting.
I know. I'm so excited about it. Because if you go up onto, and I want to give your websites out. Your website's MeganRettenauer.com, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And if people want to see stuff about you, they want to do things, they want to be sponsors, how do they do it?
You can actually just contact me right off my website, or you can, I mean, we have my Facebook fan page, I have Twitter, I have about every possible thing, LinkedIn, anything that does with social media, I'm sure I have it. Uh-huh. So you can just go and check us out on all of those and just contact me through them.
Well, you know, Megan, I'm going to make a trip down to New Orleans. Yeah, right. And I want, when I come, I want to go to Baton Rouge. I've already told my daughter that you're down there, so she's so excited. But I want to do some filming with you again. Because I really, and you know, I have a GoPro. I may just give you that GoPro so that you can put it in the car.
Absolutely. That'd be fun.
That would be really fun. Well, I know there's one thing that you and I really love to do, and that is you still like to ride roller coasters?
I sure do.
You know, that's one thing that I will never, ever give up is roller coasters. Is there a park near you?
There isn't. But actually, when Katrina hit, it destroyed the Six Flags down here, and it's now abandoned, which is a really cool place to go and visit if anybody likes that kind of stuff. It's an abandoned, the whole amusement park is. So it's pretty cool to see.
So are they ever, do you think that they're ever going to rebuild it?
I don't know. They lost, what happened was they remodeled it right before Katrina hit. So they lost all that money. So I don't know if they'll ever rebuild it or not, but I'll come back to Ohio and visit Kings Island every once in a while.
When you do, just let me know because I'll be right there with you.
Absolutely.
And you know, I haven't tried out the new roller coaster yet.
I haven't either.
You haven't either? Oh, we'll have to try it together. And actually, what I want to do is use the GoPro on it.
That would be fun.
Would that be fun? What other things do you like to do besides racing, besides pets? What else do you like to do?
Lately, I've been a really artistic person. I've been doing some art, which is totally different than normal. So, I mean, it's kind of calming and relaxing. But most of the time, I'm focused on either racing, working, or at school. So those are my three things that keep me really busy.
How long do you have for school now?
I transferred down to Baton Rouge, so I lost a few credits. So I have about 2 years left. I had to do a few other extra classes.
Right. So, but anyhow, and you want to give a pitch for your place that you work right now for your, where you're a vet tech?
Absolutely. Yeah. I work at Banfield Pet Hospital, which actually sponsored Kyle Busch in a race, last year. If anybody got to see that race, but we're open 7 days a week, so you can always come see me.
Oh, that's for sure. And you know, it's the most exciting thing that I think is watching you race, because you are an aggressive racer, but you still love people and you still love what you do. And the cool thing about it is that you'll never stop. Correct?
No, I will never give up. I mean, I know it's you know, a far shot to make it to NASCAR, but I'm never going to give up, no matter what.
I don't blame you. What's new on the horizon as far as have they started yet?
Yeah, all the series are actually started. We're working to do like a handful of races this year, and hopefully next year we're going to be full time.
Okay, so what does it take? What kind of sponsorship? Let's talk about sponsorship because that's really important, because you can't race without it, right?
You sure can't.
So what would it cost somebody to sponsor you?
I mean, that's the cool thing about racing. It depends, you know, where your company is at. We want to work with your company and specialize a program around your company so that we can get you the most exposure and get at the most races we possibly can. So it depends, you know, basically if you're a smaller company, then we can work on the smaller level and work our way up together and kind of grow together.
So what would be an opening figure? 5,000, 2,500? What could it be? 10,000?
I mean, honestly, it's just what your company can do.
And we can
make it work one way or another.
That's right. So what does it usually cost you to do one race, Megan?
It depends on what series we're talking about. But anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 would be one race.
One race. So if you did a whole series, what's a whole series? How many races are in a series?
For like a K&N E series, it would probably cost you around $750,000 for a full season, which is 25 races.
25 races, and that's pretty many races. And where do they travel in that series?
They travel all over the Southeast and as well as the Northeast, and it's all televised as well.
Oh, it is televised.
Oh, yes.
What's it televised on? ESPN, what?
Fox Sports 1.
Fox Sports 1. So that's really important. Okay, now I can tell all my would-be sponsors this is what they need to do, right?
Absolutely.
Where's do you let me ask this question. Do you race in Texas?
I mean, we could. Absolutely. There's a lot of racetracks in Texas, so it's a possibility that we could.
So can you give me some of the places for any of the what series? Like, let's just pick a series. And where would they race? What states would they race in?
I mean, if it's well, we've been talking about the K&E series. I mean, they go anywhere from, I mean, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. They go all the way up to, I want to say Maine, but I'm not 100% positive. Okay. So, I mean, it's all, I mean, literally all over the East Coast.
Right. Okay. So, and then what would be a series that would be a Southern series or Western series?
They have a K&N West series as well, which is the same cars. They just run on the west side, the west coast.
Yeah, because I have a lot of friends in Houston and Dallas, girl.
Absolutely.
And I'd
we
like
to put their name on a car.
I would like you to do that. I actually am going to get you involved with an organization, which I think you're going to love. Are you ready for this, Megan?
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, I am on the Air Power Foundation. I'm a member of the Air Power Foundation with General William Guy, who is the vice president of the TV network that I'm on. And we do in Dallas every year Skyball and Skyball Express. And Skyball Express is done in December, and they bring children in that have lost their dads or moms in combat, or they've lost their wounded warriors. They're one of the oldest Wounded Warrior Associations, Air Power is. And the cool part about it is, you know who Gary Sinise is, right?
I've heard of him.
Okay. He is one of the people that's in charge, that he has his own foundation there. And last year we went in October, and we were there for 3 days. And it was the coolest thing in the whole world. And we got to meet so many wonderful people that are helping veterans. And I just think that the Skyball Express would be really a cool thing for you to be involved with the kids. And I'm going to talk to them about you and introduce you to everyone that's involved, because I think it's something that you can sink your teeth into and really, help a kid.
Absolutely. I would love to. I'd love to get back when I can, especially for those that, you know, sacrifice our freedom and everything.
So. I mean, your mom was on the air base for so many years, and you were so close to the Air Force Base there in Dayton. And it was just, you know, so when I was thinking about it. And then I'm going to give you a name I want you to go look up. Her name is Breezy Bakanek. And she lost her legs to cancer, and she's only 13, and she's already poised like you were, and she's all over the map, and she's giving back, she's running, and I really want you to meet her, because I suggested her for Skyball Express, because that's the time where they bring all the kids in around Christmas time, and they do everything, including they take them to amusement parks. They do everything with these kids.
Awesome.
So I just think that you would be such a role model for them, and I think it would be exciting for them to meet you.
That would be great. I would love that.
I know you would. That's the reason why I suggested it. So, and, you know, some of the people I've met from all the different services, when I actually got involved with it, I just got so excited. And the Dallas... We went past the Dallas Speedway, and I kept thinking about Megan, you know. And I practically live in Texas now, because I have clients here, and we do a lot of different things in Texas, and it's just an amazing place. Absolutely. So anyhow, but I can't thank you enough for joining us today, Megan.
Thank you for having
show.
Me. I've had a blast. We caught up on a lot of things.
We did. And I We'll be contacting you very shortly today sometime with Deanna and getting you a chance to be interviewed by a young 13-year-old who I'm training and mentoring. I just feel like I must be mentoring 13-year-old girls. I just love it, right?
That's you can grow with them.
Yeah, you can grow with them. I want to thank you again and give your mom and dad a big hug for me. And I'm on board with you to help you sponsor you to race. How about
that? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next week on our show. And don't forget to go to our website at letsjusttalkradio.com. See you soon.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker, sponsored by Ultimate Air Shuttle, The Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder, Ardente Gourmet Store, Kelsey Lee Teen Expert, and iMarketing on W4CY.